Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snooze. Mwah!
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Terry Jones is here. Terry is the founder of Travelocity.com. That's right, Travelocity. And also the founding chairman of Kayak.com, that other travel company. His book is called Disruption Off. TBJones.com, is that right?
Yep, that's it.
So check it out, folks. Terry, I really can't have you on the show with your history with the internet, having built major digital leverage platforms like Travelocity, like Kayak, without getting your thoughts on the current state of what I'm calling digital ethics. Apparently, I coined the term analog ethics. That might sound redundant to some people, but you know, we had 10,000 years of what I call analog ethics. And when we delivered our ethics in those days, and when we expressed our ethics, we were typically there, right there. Whenever we did something ethical or unethical, it blew back on us immediately. We were right there delivering it. But now we have this something called an inner key that allows us to leverage our ideas and our things that we, whatever power we have, digitally. And yet we're having a hard time, I think, converting our analog ethics, which is who we are really, into digital ethics. What do you think about the current state of digital ethics?
Well, you know, I think we've had a flip, as you suggest, and we haven't figured out how to deal with it yet. It used to be that, you know, we'd all read the newspaper, and there were thousands of newspapers in the United States. They had editors, they had writers, they had fact checkers, and they had letters to the editor. Mm-hmm. And they even those, they would pick which ones got published. And
that's
then we
right.
had gossip, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had gossip. That was separate. Now, gossip is bigger than newspapers mm-hmm. and us and talk radio and everything else. And it's totally the Wild West. And, you know, some of that's great because we get other people's opinions, and some of it's nuts because things start like a brush fire, like rumors used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, I read that, that's fact.
Right.
So the problem is we have so many, which in some ways is good and bad, we have so many alternative facts that we don't know, many people don't know where to turn.
Mm-hmm. We've had to become more discerning consumers of information, haven't we?
Right, but most people aren't. I mean, look, people laugh at me because I read the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times every day, and they say, why do you do that? I said, to exercise my neck. I go left.
That's right.
I get my neck moving. I get different points of view. And I think you've got, you know, companies like Facebook and Twitter. You know, Facebook is the biggest country on earth in terms of population,
right?
And they try to figure out, well, this is obviously nuts. We're going to try to, you know, edit that or tell people it's bad. And that's really hard to do now because it's like it's this huge crowd of opinions. And they try to do it with an algorithm, and that isn't working.
Well, and also we've been doing this long enough now. We've been through enough cycles of controversy that they have a track record. I mean, that's one of the things that's happening right now is becoming evident what their model is, what their plans is, and so all I'm asking people to do is notice those things and make a decision about where you spend your time. I mean, you see my point? I mean, that we've now been through enough cycles, enough issues that we can see how the platforms are behaving with regard to their reporting, what they're allowing, what they're editing. What do you think?
Well, you know, I'm not sure that's correct. I think if you go back, you remember when we first got desktop publishing And yep. everybody had their own desktop publishing software, and people were making the ugliest, weirdest-looking yeah. things. It was awful. And finally, you know, people said, I should hire a professional, or they figured out how to do it. That's where we are with social media. It's all over the place. Some of these platforms reflect the opinion of the owners.
Do you think Section 230 should be adjusted, should be revoked or augmented?
I think we should have a good discussion about it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
We haven't had that discussion yet.
That has to happen.
I think
what's happening now, what I just said, the part I said a minute ago, I think that's going to create that discussion you're talking about. And I hope it does.
I hope we have the discussion.
Will you come back?
Sure.
Unless you and I continue that discussion. And I thank you
all
for
All right,
your,
Jim. Well, thanks for having me on. Go out there and read Disruption Off, because
Thank you, Terrence. There's Terry Jones, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.